Should nurses have to pay to park at work? The Royal College of Nursing says that some are having to pay up to £18 a day in Belfast. We discussed this, of course, you might remember on the programme recently, and that question, free parking for nurses when they are at work. That prompted Bruce to get in touch on behalf of his wife, who is a nurse. Now, he's been speaking to Stephen, who started by asking Bruce how his wife had been affected by these parking charges.
Stephen, this has been the bane of my life for the last couple of years. My wife works in the Royal, and she has to pay parking to go in and work. Now, she pays, I think it's around about £18 a month, and she's not guaranteed a parking space for that, Stephen. Now, that's bad enough, but when she went on maternity leave, she had to pay £12 a month to retain her space for a parking space that she's not going to use. Now, when we queried that, we were told, if you don't pay the £12 a month, you lose your space, and it's a year's waiting list to come back. So that really rankled me, Stephen.
So hold on a moment. Let me get my head around that. This £12 a month she's paying, why didn't she need the space?
Well, no, Stephen, she pays £18 a month for a parking space, yes. Yeah. But when she went on maternity...
Oh, I see.
So she's obviously not going into work because she's on maternity.
Uh-huh.
She still had to pay £12 a month.
To keep the space?
To keep the space, yes. And when she's in work and she pays £18 a month, she's not guaranteed that space either. So she can go down and arrive into work and the car park's full and she has to wait for somebody to come out to go in. Now, Stephen, that's bad enough with the issue with the maternity. But my wife, as you know yourself, you're always doing... programmes about staffing issues at the Royal.
Yeah.
The ward was short-staffed and my wife was asked, you know, can you come in and do a bit of overtime to help out?
Sure.
Which she did do. But she went in and did a couple of overtime shifts and then we got a letter out from the car parking company saying that because she had used her contracted hours, so say she works 20 hours a week, that's what she pays her £18 a month for.
Mm-hmm.
She goes in and does overtime. She then gets billed on top of that for car parking.
So she's paid £18 a month for car parking. It's not, like, people pay that a day in Belfast.
Yes, they do, absolutely. No, I mean, I accept that. I mean, she says that herself, you know, if she was working in an office in the town centre, she would obviously probably not even be able to drive because it would be too dear as well. But, I mean, the space is there. It's a fact. It's a private company, Stephen, that, to my knowledge, that run that car park. Now, if you go and you sign a contract, if you're at the BBC and the BBC said to you, Stephen, we have a car parking space here, part of the BBC, you're going to pay £18 a month for the space, you're going to go, brilliant, I'll take that, yes? But then, Stephen, imagine if you turn up and there isn't a space available for your £18 a month, or there's a big news event and you get called in above and beyond your contract, you know, the hours that you normally do, and then they bill you on top of your £18 a month. So basically what happened, I mean, this is what really rankled with me, Stephen, and I queried it with the car parking company. In fact, she went in to do overtime and then was billed on top of that. So basically, the ward's short-staffed. We'll need you to come in here to help out. No problem, but see your first hour in overtime, that's going to pay the car parking company. Now, when I queried it with them, we were told, listen, if you don't pay it, you will lose your car parking space and we'll come after you for the money. So my wife, I did the typical Belfast thing. I said they can whistle for the money. But my wife obviously was a bit calmer and she just went ahead and paid it. I think the bill was, it was maybe £20, £24 or something like that she had to pay.
I think one of the core issues in this story is whether people like your wife, whether nurses should have to pay for parking at all.
Yes, 100%. And Stephen, the other core issue is it's a private company as well. And Stephen, I'll tell you something else. Student nurses that work in the Royal, to my knowledge, they can't have access to that staff car park. So they're paying, if they're driving in, they're paying full whack to park there every day. And Stephen, on top of that, if the nurse gets called in for mandatory training, which they all have to do, you know, to keep up to date with the different medical issues, if they say they're contracted for work 3-day week, 4-day week, and then on the fifth day they have to come in and do a day's training, they get then billed on top of that for their car parking. So that's not that's not covered in their contracted work car parking fees.
Do you think cleaners should have to, in the hospital, should have to pay for their parking? Like, where does this stop?
Well, I mean, Stephen, ideally, in an ideal system, Stephen, you wouldn't have anybody paying, visitors or staff. But where you have staff coming in to work in a public building to keep it running, I mean, I'll be honest with you, Stephen, I'm not 100% sure, I'm sure all the civil servants that troop up to Stormont every day aren't paying that for their car parking. You know, or the ones that go to the education authorities aren't paying for their car parking. I mean, I'm a civil servant myself, and I don't pay for my car parking. But no, I mean, nurses, cleaners, anybody that... I mean, they're all crucial for keeping the hospital running. So, no, they shouldn't be paying. But the key issue, Stephen, is it's a private company. So none of that money... It would mitigate it if the money was going back into the NHS, but it's not. It's going to pay a private company.
The main car park, they say, on the Royal site is managed by Car Park Services until October 2017, when it reverts to Belfast Trust Management. CPS policy states that staff must cancel their parking when going on long-term leave, which includes maternity leave. CPS offers an alternative option to ensure staff can keep their access. In other words, put them on the lowest tariff available, they say. Otherwise, they can go on a waiting list. Waiting list time, 10 to 12 months.
Stephen, they say that on the waiting list time is 10 to 12 months. In reality, the way I know colleagues of hers that have gone on the waiting list, and it's been 12 months minimum up to 18 months to get a space in there. You go back to the bottom of the queue, Stephen, and there's people in front of you. I mean, when my wife started in the Royal, I think it took her 2 years on the list to get a space in that place. And this is what they're holding over them. If you don't pay it, you're going to lose your car parking space. A nurse is coming into work. She's coming in to save lives, Stephen. She's coming in to make people better.
I get that.
I think they want to be thinking about car parking and stuff like that on the way in. I would love you to get the people that were, you know, in charge of that car park on the show. Because I would love to ask that guy, well, you know what, if you were going into a ward and you weren't well, and maybe staff decided, I'm not going to do overtime because it's wrangled with me that I have the first hour or whatever is going to be going to pay car parking in there, and they're short-staffed. It's ridiculous. It really is.
I think in the public sector, there's certainly a debate should be had. Look, if there are some elements of the public sector, if there are some managers in different public sector organisations are getting free car parking, then how can that be justified when you don't give it to other members of the public sector?
So yes. And Stephen, as you said, it's not about nurses. It's about all the staff that work in the Royal. They're a team. The cleaners, the nurses, the porters, everybody. It doesn't work unless they're all in there.
I think it's a good talking point, Bruce. Thanks for bringing it to us, sir.
All right,
thank
Stephen, you.
You
have a good one.
030 30 80 55 55. Stephen in Antrim. Good morning, Stephen. Go ahead.
Hi. Good morning, Vinny. Yeah, I think we need to look back to the original negotiation of this contract under the PPP arrangements, where everybody thought that there was an unlimited money tree available, that if you put everything on tick, if you like, that it would all work out well. I think the show, Stephen, and you would be best to look at CPS's returns, ask them for their returns on that contract over the years, because it's interesting that we're talking about it now that it's coming to an end. Imagine if the trust had negotiated sensibly at the beginning, how much money would have been ploughed back into the health service because of the costs of the...
It's a fair question, although to be fair to CPS, you know, they're a business, so they're there to make money, so...
Well, it was a very generous contract, Vinny. I looked at that at the time. I was at the Royal at the time that contract was negotiated. And it was fairly common knowledge that within a year, if the Royal had paid for this themselves, that they would have made enough money to be operating the contract themselves.
It's interesting that you mentioned this as well, Stephen. We have gone to CPS. They said CPS... is open to amendments proposed in the car parking policy around maternity leave. Obviously, you heard in that story from Bruce about what happened when his wife took maternity leave. She kept the space, kept paying for it because she was afraid that if she didn't, she would end up at the back of the queue and be without a space for possibly up to a year. They say they're open to proposed amendments in the parking policy around maternity leave and long-term absent periods, but this issue has not been raised by the Royal Victoria Hospital team during liaison meetings. So you would, I thought you'd be safe enough to can, you know, assume that if you had an issue from your staffing members, if that was passed on to management, then management then might try and take action with the like of CPS. Belfast Health Trust have also given us a statement. They say, we are acutely aware that we don't have enough spaces to accommodate everyone who wants or needs to use our hospital sites. It's an ongoing struggle to manage competing and needs, of course, and expectations. More people wanting to use the car park than is available. They go on to say there are several initiatives to encourage those staff who can to leave their cars at home. Obviously not feasible for everyone, and we also have long-term plans, they say, for a multi-storey car park at the RVH. Jim, go ahead, Jim.
Just listen to your first caller there. I don't see a problem with nurses paying 50p a day for their parking.
Well, should it be free? That's one of the questions people have asked.
Free. Your man was talking about all public sector workers having free parking. So we pay, me and you pay for the public sector work. Where's his head? Everybody else in the private sector has to pay for the parking. What's different about public sector workers? He's off his head. 50p a day, it's a Mars bar, not even a Mars bar.
Well, some people say that, like, if you're, it's maybe not like me and you, I don't know what you do for a living, Jim, but I don't save any lives. I'm not there making a difference to someone's health.
It doesn't matter. What do you mean you don't? You keep make people happy. Listen to you in the morning.
I'm not sure about that, Jim.
It's saving lives. And bun men, plumbers, I mean, why should they have to pay parking and nurses not?
Well, you could look at it that way, Jim. And also, for example, you heard Stephen mention it in that tape there with when it comes to the likes of cleaners who are vital in any organisation, but especially in a hospital. We hear about the different bugs and germs, and the cleaning team is almost as important as the doctors, surely.
No, but your first caller said he was a civil servant and he didn't pay parking. I don't know what he does. He might work in the brew office or something. But, I mean, he wants all public sector workers. That's what he said. They shouldn't be paying parking. That's ridiculous.
Okay.
Everybody has to pay. You know, it's as simple as that.
Dennis and Whitehead. Dennis, go ahead. Jim, thank you.
Regards your previous caller, there any, you know, all public sectors should have to pay. Now, MLAs don't pay when the park their cars is dormant. It's free. And not only that, we've been paying their salaries for 8 months. And Stormont isn't even open.
Well, there's a whole other discussion on that, Dennis. And of course, I remember it's a few years ago now, we did a story on the parking tickets being issued if you park incorrectly up at Stormont and around the Stormont estate. And I think if I'm right, Gareth will keep me right, that there were no tickets were issued. So it didn't matter where you really parked. You might be given a ticket, but the ticket was a warning and instead of an actual fine. Whereas if I overstay my parking outside the BBC in the morning, I will get a ticket and I'll have to pay it.
Well, it just shows you there's two sets of rules, Danny, don't it?
Well,
a set of rules for one and a set of rules for the other.
All right, Dennis, thank you. Teresa, go ahead, Teresa.
Hello, good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Teresa. You sound like a happy lady today.
Danny, I used to be an NHS employee.
Right.
However, I would like to tell you, when I was employed by a trust, consultants had designated bays for their car parking.
And was that for any kind of operational reasons in that they could get in and out? Because I have heard, Teresa, about members of the public difficulties getting in to park in certain hospital car parks. So if they're there to save lives, they get in straight away, get parked and into the building.
Well, when I questioned this practice, because I was paying to park my car, I was told they could be called in an emergency.
Right. And what did you do, Teresa?
I was a midwife. I too was often called in an emergency, but I had to pay my car parking.
And they got theirs for free?
Correct.
How long ago was this?
Pardon?
How long ago was this?
3 years ago.
And that's in Northern Ireland?
Belfast.
So the consultants got free parking?
And had designated bays.
So they had the same space that was always free for them?
That's right.
Oh, you're kidding me. And you, a midwife, were told, well, you know, we might need you and you are going to be called in an emergency, but you can pay your parking and just park with the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did you feel about that?
Well, when you're told by bosses what the policy is of the hospital, well, you abide by the laws, don't you? Or else go elsewhere.
No, but it's not necessarily that easy. I assume what did your parking cost you?
Oh, it was costing $150 a day at that particular time. It's probably more expensive now. But it wasn't the actual cost. It was the principle.
Yeah.
We're all part of the NHS team.
I wonder if that's still happening.
Well, check it out, Vinny.
Okay, well, we'll find out more details about that hospital behind the scenes. Teresa, thank you.
Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning, Teresa. Mervyn in Hollywood. Go ahead, Mervyn.
Good morning, Vinny. You all right?
Ach, I'm all right. Yes, I'm grand. You?
I'm all right. Listen, this isn't a new thing, Vinny.
Right.
This goes back many, 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 many years. The original contracts for the MRVS car parks were done through the private sector. And without saying too much, it was done, let's say, behind closed doors.
Well, let's not suggest that it was done in any way inappropriately. What about the issue, Mervyn, just quickly, about nurses, for example, medical staff getting free parking?
Well, yes, but I don't think they want free parking. I think that they would like to pay for it, Vinny. But provided the money was going back into the hospital. It's not going back into the hospital, because it's into the profits of the private sector. That's what the problem is.
Okay, Mervyn, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you very much.